With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The nervous system. It's a complicated network of specialized cells called neurons that allow the transfer of information from one part of our body to another. To help our understanding of the nervous system in humans, scientists have been mapping the connections between neurons in a type of round worm called C. elegans. C. elegans are so small that they are barely visible by the naked eye. So to obtain images of the worm, a special microscope called an electron microscope is used. Images are taken along the worm using the electron microscope, and each image is analysed. The positions of the neurons are marked. These marks are then put together to form a map of the neurons through the body of C. elegans, a map known as a connectome. Connectomes give us more information on how signals transfer through our bodies and which neurons are used for which actions. Due to the complicated nature of the nervous system, a lot of previous studies have focused on one area of the worm, for example, its brain. But for the first time, a connectome, a map of the nervous system, has been drawn for the entire nervous system of a C. elegans. I asked Professor Scott Emmons to describe what the work tells us.
It gives us for the first time the set of connections that make up a nervous system of an animal. The step we took was to complete that reconstruction. Sidney Brenner, one of the most famous and brilliant biologists of the 20th century, began the work and published a very profoundly significant paper in 1986, which is the foundation of all C. elegans neuroscience research. But in the days when they were doing this in the 1970s and early 80s, they couldn't make use of computer assistants. It was all done by hand on paper prints, marking them with colored pens, writing down the position of every synapse. And so they gave us something that was complete by the standard of that day, but there were gaps in it. It didn't cover every synapse across the worm. So what we've done is picked up the same project, and in fact, even using some of the very same electron micrographs, and we digitized them. We can analyze it on a PC. It's not very sophisticated, but it's the bookkeeping assistance from the computer that allowed us to handle the thousands of sections, tens of thousands of mouse clicks and images, and create a map which covers the whole animal and every synapse from sensory neuron input through the network to all the muscles. And we also completed that map for the male. So now we have the complete map for both sexes of the adults of this little worm.
Wow, so we've mapped the entire nervous system for both sexes of these worms.
That's right.
So we've done it for a worm. How do we use this to help our knowledge of the nervous system in humans?
Well, the structure of the nervous system, as I said, it's a foundation for all the neuroscience research that goes on, whether it's examining single synapses or single cells, neurotransmitters, hormones. There's a massive amount of research on the nervous system in C. elegans and in many other organisms. And we know that these basic functions of the nervous system are conserved from worms to mice to humans. We can identify the same genes. So all of these kind of basic studies on the C. elegans nervous system and on its behavior rely on the connectome, rely on knowing what these neurons are. Are they sensory neurons? Are they motor neurons? What are they connected to? And so it really plays a central role in basic neuroscience research, which informs us of the human nervous system just like every other nervous system.
So it's very much a watch this space with all of the new research that's about to come out.
Absolutely, yes. The next one that will come along will be fruit flies. But where C. elegans has 300 neurons, fruit flies have 100,000.
Wow.
So you can imagine what a task they have in front of them. And they're going to have to use more computer assistance than we did with the worm. They're going to have to. They can't do it by hand the way we did. So there's a tremendous amount of new connectome work that's yet to be done in C. elegans. This is really just a start.
So from worms to fruit flies to humans. I don't envy them marking all of those images.